One, two, three, podcast!
It's podcast time! It is the Riots podcast. Yay!
Oh, man, guys, I gotta tell you!
Feel good?
It's time to... Let's wrap this thing up here. We should.
Now, we have today's podcast and then tomorrow's as well. We're not done with the week yet.
Man, isn't four enough? You gotta have five.
What else do you expect from us?
Like, can't four just be enough?
Well, okay, I will say, though, next week we're off on Monday, so next week you will only four get four, enough. And that okay. will have to all be right. enough. So. All right.
You know what? I see what you did
Enjoy
there.
The five this week. I we will be here tomorrow.
All right, well, here's what you can expect. Asbestos
expect.
Is something you should remove from your living environment, as it's supposed shown to be carcinogen.
Expect from this podcast.
All right. Nikki got me an egg, which is wonderful. Let's see. What else? The Thor trailer. We talk about it again. We talk about food again.
We do?
Oh, and you know what? Look, here's a break where we talk about how we wish it was Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Beer and urine.
Yeah.
Pink drink. Titanic pool parties. Fast and Furious money. How to play Prey for free. McDonald's cherry limeade. My friend's publishing a book. Kayaks. Oh, Vespas. So
I don't feel like we branched too far out of our normal scope of things.
Do you think maybe we should start evaluating and like trying to come up with some new stuff?
No, I just think this is it. This is what it is. Like, this is what you're going to get.
I don't know. Like,
food, a little drink, food, and a little something else.
Movies
and games.
Games.
Outdoor activities and food.
Yeah, that outdoor activities one is a...
That floats in and out.
Yeah.
It's not always, but
like
it's
like a
here.
Kayak.
That's right.
Sometimes you pull it out.
Well, enjoy the podcast. I will say, if you join us and subscribe to our Radio U Riot YouTube channel, uh-huh. we've got our Demon Hunter interview with Ryan.
Share it with your friends.
You can subscribe and catch up with things there. Or there's also the Radio U official YouTube channel if you've not yet watched our videos there, too.
All right. Anything else you'd like to...
Have a fantastic Thursday. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
What are we doing?
Just the day
Thursday?
Stuff, like the
That's
normal
just like
stuff.
A thing you
that
say.
Is, and I don't want to be too specific because then that way it might alienate people listening of like, I'm not doing that. But now if I just say let's do it, they're like, I'm doing that.
Everybody's like, I'm doing it too.
Exactly. So Fantastic. We can all go for it.
Let's all win this one. Yes. Let's go big.
Yes. See, these all work. Beautiful. All
right. We're killing it.
What's it?
It is the Riot.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Man, look at this. Look at the real friend in the room. Look at that.
Well,
you guys can't see it.
Happy Riot Easter, dude, even though we're a little early.
We talked yesterday at length about the peanut butter egg. I want to say hi to Tracy. Tracy actually messaged me. It was like, hey, my church is making them eggs.
Well, you want the big ones that it's not like a Reese's egg, but
it's
at Easter time, you can find... Like, that's kind of like a softball or a baseball size.
It's a big egg
full of peanut butter.
Yeah, so it's a big chocolate peanut butter egg. And, yeah, I was complaining about how I couldn't find the... It's like I could only find the Reese ones.
Yeah.
Which, not that there's anything wrong with
but those
that.
Those are not the same size.
It's not the same size, and it's not the same peanut butter.
Sure.
Like, it's got a different flavor to it. And so, Nikki and I figured out yesterday the candy company that made them, and when she was doing some shopping yesterday, she got me one, too.
I went by one. I was like, I'm gonna get a big, giant egg.
And you know what? It even has my name on it.
It was personalized. She wasn't sure if you would like the bunny that she
you know
did.
What? She did great.
But I thought it was very cute.
I'm 100% on board.
So now you have a peanut butter egg.
And I'm really excited about it, too. That is phenomenal.
Now, I got a baby egg, a mm-hmm. baby peanut butter egg, and I ate some of it last night.
Yes.
And it's just as good as I remember it.
Yes.
Because I haven't had one since I was a kid, and that's good.
I don't know when. Actually, I do. It must have been... It's been a while. Like, I just know at one point my church sold them and I didn't sell them. Like, I wasn't out door to door in it, but I definitely bought one for myself. And that was good.
Well, now you have a whole one. And I said, I told him just enjoy it all weekend long because we're off on Monday.
We are.
So take a long weekend with your egg. Just a little bit here, a little bit there. And that's how you can get your way through that.
That sounds fantastic.
Don't feel pressure like you have to eat it all in one sitting, but you can take your time with it.
That would make me pretty sick. But I'll tell you what, just a little slice here, little slice there.
A little nibble here, a little nibble there.
Mm. Yep. So, all right. Happy Easter, everybody. I'm all the way back into the Easter thing.
You're ready.
Let's do it.
Nikki isn't just beautiful.
She's the most deadly swordswoman in all of Great Britain.
The Riot. Radio U.
These days, it is not good enough for your movie to have a great opening weekend. Like, and we've all seen the records. It's the greatest comedy, number one comedy starring Vin Diesel in America.
In an early April release. Like, right. They're very specific.
They're always looking to break records, and that's great, but how'd your trailer do? Did your trailer break any streaming records? Because if it didn't, look at the hot trash that is your movie.
Well, that's now the new thing.
It is the new thing. And there was a new trailer this week. That would be Thor, Ragnarok. That trailer hit on Monday.
Or as some people were calling it, Thor Fraggle Rock.
Did you see that mashup?
I did, yeah. It's really funny.
It's pretty great. So Thor had 136 million trailer views in 24 hours, which makes it the most watched trailer in Disney history.
For a 24-hour release?
For a 24-hour release. Of course, you know, it'll the first 24 hours is all that really matter for this stuff. So it's had more than Beauty and the Beast, which was the current Disney record holder. And then behind that was Captain America Civil War, which was the most watched Marvel trailer.
It is 60 million views short of the most viewed trailer of all time.
Which... All right, guys, we'll give you a chance to guess. Everybody say your guess now. Scream it.
Ready? Okay.
And three, two, one. It.
As in, like, It, the clown trailer that came out?
Yes.
Which is a freaky trailer if you haven't seen it.
Okay.
I think it's weird.
Don't get mad at me because everybody said it was scary.
It's not scary. It's freaky.
Well, okay. Well, like, whatever. Like, yeah. Unsettling. I just was like, this is dumb.
It seems like they took clowns and Stranger Things and put it together.
Right. But this is like the original Stranger Things. It's Stephen King's It. It's freaky.
That had 197 million views in its first 24 hours. So,
which I will say in fairness, I saw a lot of people talk about that It trailer.
Yes, I did too.
It was the It trailer for at least a couple days online.
And that was kind of surprising. I don't think people expected that one to be the current record holder, but...
I agree with you. Now, in fact, all of the people I saw talking about it, I personally was just kind of like, really? Like, this is the trailer that's generating all the buzz?
It just struck a nerve.
Well, it does, and a lot of people have seen that original Stephen King It miniseries because it's really old, but it was on a streaming service for a while.
And it picked up some views there.
I know that people have seen it. So.
I didn't know it was a miniseries. I thought It was a movie just like forever ago. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
So when the trailer came out, I was telling Erica, and he was like, it never was an actual movie in theaters.
Right. Well, a lot of people don't know that because they don't even... I think if you saw it now, I think it's all just cut together into one.
To make it into one?
Like 3-hour movie kind of a thing.
Well, congratulations for Thor. It's record for the most Marvel views for a YouTube video in 24 hours, but still second overall with 136 million in 24 hours for the trailer.
It's a great trailer, too. When he, like his line about his friend from work.
You love that one.
I do.
How does he say it? He's like,
it's my friend from work.
They're like, what?
It really got me.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
I'm not just saying this, you know, like for a laugh, a ha-ha, whatever. I mean it when I say this. It feels like Friday.
It totally does.
And I'm very angry that it's not. The only thing I've got to figure out now is who or what am I going to direct that anger towards?
Not us. We didn't do anything. Well, the frustration.
Well,
we don't want to be here while you're frustrated about something we can't help you with.
Well, I'll tell you this. Like, I don't see anybody working to make today Friday. I see everybody standing around.
They're working to make it a Friday for you.
Yeah, like you want to commiserate, you want to talk about it. How about we get focused on the fact that today's not Friday, and what are you going to do for me?
So, like, if I said, "Okay, Obi, we're taking Monday off, but let's take tomorrow off as well," that would make today then our Friday because we'd have tomorrow off. Is that enough initiative?
You know what? I'm not going to say it fixes everything, but it is a step in the right direction.
It's a start.
It is a step in the right direction, Nikki. I like where you're taking all of this.
Well, I think we actually really are still coming in tomorrow, but if I could, I would.
I know we are. We're having a cookout tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Should we have...
hamburgers. No one wanted hot dogs that one time.
Did we?
Everybody loves those hamburgers.
I put out an email. I'm grilling for all the radio you peeps tomorrow, and I was like, I'm bringing hot dogs. And then after I sent the email, I was like, you know what?
No one wanted hot dogs.
No one is going to eat hot dogs, so I just need to get hamburgers.
I think so. Just make people have to have hot dogs and don't give a choice.
Well, see, that's the thing is, do you go all dog?
I don't think so. If you're going to, save that for July, but like now.
So you're saying first barbecue of the season, come out
hamburgers.
A little stronger.
Well, hot dogs feel more 4th of July-ish to me. Okay. So that's usually another time we do a cookout here, but I'd go hamburgers.
All right, that seems reasonable.
With cheese.
Well, yeah, got to have the cheese. And I noticed that we're out of ketchup and relish. Not that anyone's going to take the relish, but I'm going to get another picnic pack.
Where we get them at, it's a picnic pack, and it's ketchup, mustard, and relish, and it's like no one wants the relish bottle.
Yeah, that thing, I think we have like 12 relish bottles from every time we've bought a picnic pack. Maybe I'll just buy a whole thing of ketchup. But do people put, you put mustard on a hamburger?
Yeah, you can put mustard. It's good. Ketchup and mustard, a little bit, little
mix
kick
it
to
up
it.
A little bit.
Perfect.
I personally don't like the mustard, but I love honey mustard, you understand, but not
wonder
like
how that
mustard
would taste
mustard.
On a hamburger.
So, do you see what we just did? I don't know if anybody else drew the connection, but like we talked about how sad we were today wasn't Friday, and we're fixing it with food.
We're fixing it with talking about food.
We're fixing it with food.
Yes, we are.
There's a pattern there.
Do you
that's
feel
emerging.
Better?
No, I still want it today. What if we had the cookout today and then no one came in tomorrow?
Then no one would also come to the cookout because they're expecting it to be tomorrow.
More for us. I get the today's Friday. I don't know what
There's
I mean.
There's nothing. You it's work fine. Today and work tomorrow, okay?
You know what? That's
today's
a great
Thursday,
idea.
Tomorrow's Friday. We got to just live with it.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
Let me tell you what I'm not a fan of. Beer. Ever. Like, ever. And I know people are like, it's good. And I'm just like, bro, give me some dirty water.
Because that's better.
I don't want it. Well, you haven't had a good craft. Stop right there. Just stop. I'm not going to your weird thing where I have, nope, I'm just out. And does that make me a terrible person? Maybe it does. But like you guys knew coming in, when you turned the Riot on, you were like, he's a terrible person. But at least Nikki's there. So whatever.
Balance it out.
So here's the deal. These guys in, the Danish are from Denmark, right?
Let me do a quick
we
search on that.
We always have this problem. Are they from the Netherlands?
You know, I don't like, you should have said that ahead of time so we could have come prepared.
I know. Okay. Well, okay. They have the Danish Roskilde Festival. It's the largest music festival in Northern Europe. Is happening, or maybe it just happened, and they're releasing some statistics here. In 2015, at that festival, they collected, are you ready? Are you sitting down?
Well, I do for the show anyways.
Maybe a barf bucket in hand. They collected 54,000 liters of
what?
Do you want to know?
Number one, or throw up, or what?
Well, of urine.
Of urine?
Yeah. So... And what they did was they just had like all their, it wasn't just like they had porta potties. They had like places set up like.
Oh, okay. But it wasn't like for stats or anything, was it? It was just that's how much people use the bathrooms during that festival.
Oh, hey, we're not done here. So hang with me. So that is worse. Just to be clear, like imagine 27,002 liters of Mountain Dew, but it's all number one.
What's the term, the bombs, when truckers throw out the...
Yeah, what do they call that?
What is that? I think it is a bomb.
Yeah, because
they put them on the side of the road, and then if you happen to mow the... across the next to the freeway and stuff, it explodes. Whoa. And that's not Mountain Dew in there.
That's not Mountain Dew. Okay, so the idea is they took all of that urine and then they turned it into fertilizer. And then that fertilizer was used to grow the wheat that they then made
your beer
from.
Yeah, come on. We don't have to reuse like
they're
that.
They're going to have all of this beer at that festival again. And so that means you're going to drink all that beer and then go to the potty.
And it's then they're going to collect it again. It just keeps going.
And it's going to be a cycle.
Gross.
So to be honest with you, if you just put some hops in the urine, you could skip the whole cycle. Yeah. Just the coloring's right.
Yeah.
You just need it to be a little...
That is nasty.
Drop an Alka-Seltzer in that thing. Just start handing it back out.
That tasted weird. What was that?
Man,
it's a new craft beer.
It's craft, yo.
It's a crap beer. Might as well be.
All right, look, my personal feelings may be getting in the way here just a little bit, but... They're calling it beer cycling.
Yuck.
No further comments.
Yuck, 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 yuck. No, that's all I have comment-wise.
I mean, I know that all of our food is grown in, cow poop or whatever. I get it. Whatever, but it's still gross.
We save the worst of the ride for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
So, Nikki, did you ever go to Starbucks and get the pink drink?
Actually, my mom brought me the pink drink. Was that last year? Last year? But it's been out for a while, the pink drink.
Yeah, well...
But she brought me one last year.
But it hasn't been official.
Oh, did they make it official?
It is now official.
It's on the menu?
Last year, the pink drink was secret menu. But when you would go in and order it, they'd be like, we know what it is.
Yeah, there was a couple of colored drinks. They had pink. There was a purple one. There was... What was the other color?
Is there an orange one?
Maybe that's it. Yes. There was a few, they call them the Instagram drinks or the social media ones where you go in and you'll either get a sneer when you order it or they'll be like, yeah, I know that one, and they'll make it for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fine. I'm no... But... The pink drink, which was so big last year, it's an, excuse me, Nikki, a strawberry acai, acai, that's what I call it. In my brain, I still saw it. A refresher with coconut milk, fresh strawberries, and actually that's it. And people just loved it. Well, now it is officially joining the Starbucks menu for spring.
So, I loved how that drink looked, but I did not like how that drink tasted.
You didn't?
No.
That's too bad.
That is a shame.
But in fairness, all you really needed was the picture of it.
Sure. That's it. You just had to post it, and then you were fine.
Once you showed everybody that you'd done it too, then you could go back to your flat white.
It's still very hard because... When you read articles and they're like, yes, it's on the menu, it's official. Like 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was this huge article about the Starbucks drink called the Medicine Ball, which I really, really like. It's a variation of a common behind the scenes drink that you could get mm-hmm. when you weren't feeling well if your throat was hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have it called a Medicine Ball, and the article said it's on the menu. They all know about it, or they should. And then you order it and they're like, they have no idea what you're talking about. And they're like, yeah, that drink from the article. We don't officially make it, even though they said. So is this really on the menu, or is it going to be still something that...
Nikki, you know Vivian Long, your president. Excuse me.
Oh,
your
Starbucks?
Your vice president.
Does that go to Starbucks? Hardly at all anymore.
She says, and I quote, "We're thrilled that the beloved pink drink is joining the Starbucks menu just in time for the warm spring months.
Okay.
This delicious and refreshing drink is a celebration of our customers and baristas' creativity and is just one of the 170,000 ways we craft beverages to meet each person's unique taste preferences."
She's not my president anyways. That's Tim Cook, so.
Oh. Well, but Nikki, she's your vice president.
Nope.
Who's your vice president?
Still Tim Cook. It's just it's a dual position. It's both. Nothing will happen to him. It's fine.
That's amazing. Mm. All right. Well, yes, this says it's official. Nikki, guys, you should have been around for Nikki trying to get the medicine ball. She came in the next day just like not happy.
I just don't like it if they say that they'll know and then they don't know.
Right.
And then you're the one.
And then that guy's snarky, just like, we don't get our food orders from Instagram,
no,
okay?
He was very nice about it and it was delicious and he made a really good drink. I just don't know if that's going to officially be what, you know, the medicine ball will be. But try that one. That one's good.
Yeah, try that one.
No, I thought I said it in a nicer tone.
I don't know. I heard it a certain way.
I didn't think I said it like that. Like, hey, try that one, guys. It's really good.
Remember what I was talking about earlier? It could have been that.
Gosh.
Could just be me.
Jeez. It's totally great.
It's the riot.
Yeah, it's pretty violent. Yeah, it's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Oh, yeah.
Radio U.
So right now in China, they are building a replica of the Titanic.
Still, or?
I know. Like, well, here's why it has become of interest to me. Like, I've always been fascinated, like, by Titanic stuff. And how many times have we heard this? There's an Australian billionaire who says he's building one that
like
will actually...
like an actual ship that goes out.
Like a cruise ship that will be part, like, historical replica, but then part modern ship, whatever. But this idea in China is that they're building a scale model of the Titanic that won't go anywhere. Like, it will stay permanently docked next to a resort, and some people will pay to stay on the boat, some people will pay to stay at the resort, whatever, and you'll be able to go around and check it out. But the photos are starting to come out where they're actually building it. And so it's not just something that they talk about, like these, like this is actually happening right now. And I'm looking at the photos, and granted, there's not a whole lot there. They're basically building the bottom of it.
Wasn't this the one they felt like might be a little bit callous with it? Because it will actually hit an iceberg, so you can feel what it was like to be a part of the tragedy.
No, they decided to stop that. And that they were going to have what they called the iceberg experience.
And
was
no longer?
While you were on the ship would hit an iceberg, so it would shake and you would know what it felt like, which, well, that's not good. There's something about that.
No matter how many years pass, that still will not be good.
I mean, like, maybe in 1,000 years, you know, like.
So let's read through the list to see if you're excited to go on this or in this, because it doesn't really go anywhere. But there'll be ballroom dancing, pool parties, Las Vegas-style entertainment, and that will be open to the public October of this year.
Las Vegas-style entertainment, like, does that mean a buffet or is that gambling?
Probably they just mean over the top.
Okay. So
probably gambling.
You love ballroom dancing?
No, I don't.
You're a huge fan.
Nope.
So that's right up your alley.
I don't really care for pool parties too much, and I love Las Vegas, but not really the style of entertainment. So I don't know if I'm going to be in for this.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. If I wanted to go to the pool, do I still have to party, or can I just go to the pool?
Can I just go to the pool? It's the pressure of it. That's exactly why I don't like if you tell me, well, let's go to the pool party. I might not want to.
And then let me ask you this. Like, let's say we go to the pool party, okay? And, like, what's their idea of partying? Like, is that just, like, a code word for drinking?
Don't know.
So I have to go to the pool and drink?
Don't understand.
Just want to know, like, what's the policy on cleaning up the vomit in the pool when the one guy overdoes it? Like, what, have you guys thought that through? Is it, like, a chemical shock treatment? Is everybody out of the pool?
It seems like too much. Like, I just want to be in a nice little tiny resort, something a little quieter. It's like a theme park.
I have some friends that are on a cruise right now, and, like, as much as I say I would like to do that, I feel marginally terrified about getting on a cruise.
I'd like going on a cruise more than this, because this isn't even moving anywhere, and it's a bad thing.
This is a big pontoon boat.
This, even the food on the menu will be exactly the same as the original voyage of the Titanic, so I don't know.
Mm, like, oh, dude, Laura, will only rich people be able to afford this one, too?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I mean, like, in fairness, I wasn't flying to China before they built this, so I'm probably not going afterwards.
I'm not
going
to go experience this.
Yeah.
But some people are really fans of the Titanic. Like,
It's like a, it's still a
it's
thing.
It's like, you know, people are fans of like Disney or this or that, like Titanic. There's a group.
There's like, it's a thing.
So they would go and travel to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know whether it was the movie or what, but I think it sounds, there's something about boats that are now terrifying to me. I'm afraid I'm going to end up on the bottom of the ocean. So I don't want to do that.
If this one's not moving or doing anything, I'm still afraid.
Still a little afraid of it.
I'm going to pass.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So tomorrow, well, I guess for some of you, it'll be tonight at 8 p.m., there is a new Fast and Furious movie coming out, The Fate of the Furious.
So it's the eighth one.
It is. Like Fate, F8, Fate, get it? Ah! All right. So that movie hits tomorrow. So everybody everywhere is writing up articles about that movie because those movies make buku bucks. Like, for example, I knew that Furious 7 had, in fact, broken the $1 billion mark. What I didn't know, it was its resting total. It made $1.5 billion.
That's amazing.
$1.5 billion. In fact, it made $1.516 billion. That .516 is $516 million. That 0.016
is a lot
16
of money.
Million.
Yeah.
Like right now, Ghost in the Shell is like, I hope we can get to 0.016. They struggling over there to make that happen, right? Actually, it's doing great overseas. It did great everywhere
that,
but
though.
Here. Like not, I mean, that's not doing gangbusters.
Yeah, it's not going to hit this mark. But everybody's kind of wondering when will the other shoe drop on the Furious movies? Like when will,
like when will it bomb?
Because normally you have, like, these series, it's actually making more money as they make more.
Well, that's the low
point.
Which
is not how it normally is.
The low point for the Fast and Furious films is Tokyo Drift. It made $158 million. Though I will have to tell you, I actually think that's not a bad movie. It's kind of cool that it all takes place in Tokyo. It's about drift racing, which gives it a really different look. But you know what? I'm wandering off topic. But here's something that else I learned today that I think is fascinating. I knew that Vin Diesel had returned to make Fast and Furious films because in reality, Vin Diesel's a huge nerd. He likes science fiction and fantasy. And I'm not just saying that. Like,
Nor is he just saying it.
No, like he is a hardcore fan. Like he's a huge fan of like Dungeons and Dragons. He plays all this stuff. So I knew that he had struck some kind of a deal with Universal that he would do a Fast and Furious film if they would finance another Riddick movie.
Yeah.
And it turns out that not only is that true, but like his appearance in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, the only thing he got paid for that is he got the rights to the Riddick films. He got those rights back. That was his payment. He was like, yeah, I'll do a cameo, but I don't want money. I want this. And they said, yeah, sure, whatever.
You can have Riddick.
So now, why do you think they made another Triple X movie? You know, that franchise that was dead and the first one wasn't that good anyway. And then why would they make that?
They're making that to keep this going.
They have made like The Last Witch Hunter. How did something that looked that dumb get made? It got made because Universal was like, look, Vin, you have to keep making Fast and Furious movies. And he's like, okay, I want to show you this notebook I've had since junior high. All right.
My diary of movie ideas.
What do you think about this? Like, you know, witches, what if a guy hunted him, but he was the last one to do it? All right.
That's the pitch right there.
Okay, what about this? A spy who's like an extreme sports guy? What do you got? Yeah, okay. Like, these movies get made or these movies don't.
Okay, that's how Hollywood works.
That is how it works, so.
Even though this morning we read an article, they were saying that Vin Diesel was not what the studio wanted for Fast and the Furious when it first started. It was Timothy Oliphant.
Dude.
Which I just can't place one and one, even though I love Timothy Oliphant.
I do too.
Like, he's amazing.
He's great.
And I don't necessarily love Vin Diesel. In his stuff.
Mostly
his movies are not my style.
Sure. Like, I appreciate Vin Diesel in the same way that I appreciate The Rock. He's in the most ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he looks like a crazy bee sting that went right. Because, you know, he's just swole, Nikki. But whatever.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
If you're like me, you're still not done playing all those games that came out in March. I finally finished Zelda. I'm in the middle of, maybe a little farther than the middle, on Horizon Zero Dawn, and then I want to play Mass Effect. But the clock is ticking, Nikki, and they keep releasing games. So Persona 5 came out. I'm not playing that.
He knows that.
Yeah. No,
that's a pass.
A lot of times when I read reviews and people start saying like how they spent 100 hours playing something.
It's too. You don't want to go down that hole?
No. Now, people said that about Zelda, and I was like, no, it's fine. I can still play the game and not have to play that much. It sounds like Persona 5 takes 100 hours to get through. I'm not going to do that. But the next game that I've got my eye on is a game called Prey. And you're like, oh, praying.
No, P-R-E-Y.
A prayerful attitude. That's Mm-mm. wonderful. Mm. Morning Vespers.
That's how you get like a relative to buy the game for you.
Grandma, will you get me the new
That's
Prey
totally
game?
That's how you get a grandma to
just give me the money and I'll go
like,
get it.
And you just go all sad and be like, hey, like for Easter or something, be like, hey, you know, I just really want this game. And your grandma's been concerned that you've been playing too much. You're like, what is it? It's like, well, it's called Prey. It's a new approach to a game. I thought maybe
different.
I'd like it, but mom won't buy it for me.
So will you get me the Prey game?
Yes. And she's like, yes, yes, I will. Waves her handkerchief and all, and happy to get it for you.
Okay. Well, it's P-R-E-Y, as Nikki said. And it comes out, I think it's the first week of May. May 5th is when that will be out. Well, they've just announced that starting on April 27th, so we still have 2 weeks to go before it's live, they're going to let you play the first hour of Prey as a demo.
I feel like this has become so normal now. Every game's going to let you play a couple of hours into it as a demo to try to get you in.
I think it's great. I mean, depending if you're an EA Access person, you get a chance to play the first, what, like, in some cases, 10 hours. It just depends. But this is going to give you an hour. And to me, that just smacks of confidence. Like, hey, guys, we think after you spend an hour with our game, you're definitely going to want to buy it. I mean, maybe the first hour is the best thing in the whole game and the rest of it's a massive downhill slope.
It's basically like a trailer where you're like, that's all the movie has to offer.
We front loaded it. The best stuff is there, whatever. But
that's all right.
I don't know. Like, might be kind of cool. And I just feel like personally, I'm going to need something to get me interested in it because by that time, I will have started playing Mass Effect and I need something to make me want to get Prey. I will tell you, I watched the trailer for it. It looks
pretty good.
It looks fascinating.
Well, we'll have to find that out.
Let's see. Tim says the Forza Horizon 3 Porsche pack is about to be or has already been released. You know,
you're a Forza fan. Oh, that'll get you back into that.
I love it. And I bought the the expansion pass or like the season pass. So I don't know.
Do you automatically get the Porsche pack then?
I think so, but I'll have to check. DLC for that game can be kind of weird. Because like I thought the one I got came with all the DLC, and it was like, no.
You're wrong.
You're wrong about that.
It's cute, but you're wrong.
I had to spend more money on that, and I totally got sucked in. And then JC says, Persona 5 is fantastic. The 100 hours is because it has so much you can do.
And that says it right there on the game.
It does.
So much you can do.
Well, and I mean, again, you figure if you're going to drop $60, you don't. Like,
it actually is worth it on a game that you do get a lot of gameplay out of.
You want to get more than 5 hours out of it, and yet I have this really short attention span. So I don't know how long I've played Horizon
Zero. Which also might be heightened by playing the video game. So I don't know what we're doing. We're just in some sort of circle.
So my goal is this weekend to finish Horizon Zero Dawn, because I got an hour of Prey coming up in 14 days. And then I think I got to spend an hour praying. I don't know. It is Easter.
What you're going to put into Prey, P-R-E-Y, you have to spend that exact moment this
P-R-A-Y.
Sunday, P-R-A-Y. That's awesome.
Can anybody tell me how long it takes to beat the game? I've got to get it worked out.
You got to work on that ahead of time. Oh, boy.
And that's PlayStation 4 and Xbox One only.
The Riot.
I pay pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
So earlier in the show, we were talking about how Starbucks has announced, yesterday that, hey, guys, the pink drink is now officially on the menu.
Starbucks has had a tough quarter, and I feel like...
Everybody has.
Yeah, I feel like within even the last year or so, they're trying to do things that... Maybe in the past they would not, but they're trying to cut, you know, like if you like a drink, that's fine. Eventually it's on the menu.
We're gonna make it.
They're going to make it possible because they want to make you happy.
Well, at some point, Starbucks grows so big, they've got to start making money instead of making money on looking down on other things.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Whereas they kind of had the...
would never do something like that.
In the past, maybe you felt like it was that type of chain where they looked a little bit down on the people. But now they can't do that.
Not so much anymore. So McDonald's, who has always been, you know, willing to do whatever it takes, they had a bit of a problem. You know, Starbucks was eating their breakfast for a while. And so McDonald's has been working on their comeback. And of course, you know, they're doing pretty well. And they have just announced, like, oh, you guys got a pink drink? We got a pink drink.
Yeah, we do. What do we got?
Like, you know what? We got a pink drink, an orange drink, and a red drink. What do you think about that?
Is this a slushies?
We got three colors.
We got three drinks that you want.
Yeah, it's their slushies. They just announced that they're, ooh, now
they're
that.
They're testing them, I think, in Texas, but it's Minute Maid slushies.
A Minute Maid cherry limeade
slushie. Now that could work.
Now, hey, partner, let me
howdy.
Pull my horse on into my Texas McDonald's and
get cha-ching, you one of these.
Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
Boom, 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 boom. Fire your guns off.
I'm going to step through these saloon doors here and step on up to the bar.
That's how we assume a Texas McDonald's is.
Yeah. I also imagine it has one of those player pianos in the corner.
Yeah, in the corner.
Absolutely.
And they look at you as you mosey on in.
And I'll just take one finger and push my... 10-gallon hat up a little bit and say...
No, turn your 10-gallon hat over and then fill her up.
Here, bartender. Pour it in there. I'll take it. Yeah, there are three varieties. Minute Maid Slushy Fruit Punch, Cherry Limeade, and Orange Aid. So, is it really only in Texas?
I think they're testing in it. And this is also a snap at Sonic is what they're calling this too.
Select stores, Midwest and South. That includes Chicago, Michigan, Ohio, and Houston. Mm. So, but it's only in certain McDonald's. So
it's not just like citywide.
Right. So you might be listening in Michigan right now and you're like, you go to McDonald's and... You're banging on the door, and they're like, we don't even know.
The riot people said Michigan. No, it's not.
Yeah, so just a heads up, it's going to be on a case-by-case basis.
That's interesting. This article talks about beverages are a key component of McDonald's strategy to try to get to you, where you would think, oh, at first it'd be more food-related.
No way, dude.
But they went really hard after coffee, the iced beverages, the whipped beverages to try to go up against Starbucks, and now they're just trying to get you... Even if it's, they'll get you there for food, but instead of like going to a gas station, they're trying to get you to go there for like a soda or a coffee or a drink.
Well, if you think about it, I don't know if it's nationwide, but like all the McDonald's around us, it's $1 for a soda. I think it's $1 for drip coffee and $2 for their McCafe stuff. Mm. And just what you said right there, they don't want you to go to Starbucks and they don't want you to stop at a gas station. They want you to hit their drive-thru for your morning drink because they know that soda was only $1, I might as well have that sandwich to go.
That's
with
exactly
it.
Why they want you to go in.
So they do want you to stop in. So there you go. McDonald's might be going nationwide, but it depends on how these slushies do.
Well, McDonald's is nationwide, but what you mean to say is might be going nationwide with the Minute Maid slushy, the three flavors that they're offering.
It does kind of make me want to go over to Sonic and get a cherry limeade.
Well,
or what about a vanilla Diet Dr. Pepper?
Okay, Nikki? Now if you've ever gone to Sonic, which someone texted us about like their ocean flavor or something, that I'd probably like that.
Yeah.
I still haven't tried it, but if you go and get a Diet Dr. Pepper... With cherry, no wait, vanilla.
No, you just get vanilla in it, right?
And lime.
Lime, okay.
Vanilla and lime, that'll
do.
That'll put your boots back on. You'll just keep walking throughout the day.
You'll finish.
That's a Texas reference also.
Crossing Texas.
That's right. Because something Alamo, I don't know. That's a good drink.
Sounds good to me.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
So this is kind of exciting. I have a friend of mine who, he wrote a book, and his book comes out in May. It's called Becoming Curious. Now, I haven't read it, which has made me curious as to what it's about.
That's a clever. Very clever title. Very
the
clever.
Jokes. The joke. But he just got featured on a list from Relevant Magazine saying 9 books to add to your summer reading list. He's one of the 9 books, Nikki.
Is he a summer beach read?
Well, I don't know if it's a beach read. I mean, I don't know if...
I don't usually go for deep reads at the beach.
I don't know. I mean, you know, if you took it to the beach with you...
You could read it there.
It would become a beach read.
Is it an airplane read?
Are you on an airplane?
You could read it.
If you had that book and you were on a plane, it yes. would become an airplane read.
Read, okay.
Are you going to pick it up at the bookstore in the airport?
No, but I probably
that depends on it distribution.
I downloading it before I go.
You could get it on your Kindle that way, but it's coming out May. Like, I want to say it's the first week of May, but it's called Becoming Curious. His name is Casey Tigret, and... Nikki, he wrote a book and he's being featured. And now we're featuring him.
Now, where's your book at?
My copy?
I meant your book. You got to write a book.
I haven't
You got to write a book about this. There's so much people would always want to know. The real stuff.
I don't think people are really that curious about this.
Well, maybe.
Maybe
it doesn't have to be a long book, and it could be self-published.
So what you're talking about, that we call those pamphlets?
Yeah, like you're putting pages in it, like you're making a number. And we don't have a publisher telling us that number.
I think maybe what we need is like a lot of drawings.
Pictures.
Photos.
Yeah.
A lot of photos.
Fan art. We could put everything in there.
We actually do have some fan art.
We do. We could make a book work.
We could make a book.
Yes.
Again, pamphlet.
Yes.
You know, it's a trifold. I don't know if you've seen that. So it's like a one piece of paper, but like if you fold it just right, it seems to have a few pages.
Might be more
it.
Like kids' book size. Like
well,
the pages.
You know.
I think you could.
Oh, what if we could get Bill Watterson to illustrate it? Wouldn't that be wonderful? We could write our own kids' book pamphlet and he could do the illustrations.
Which one's Bill Watterson again?
He's the Calvin and Hobbes
guy. Calvin and Hobbes guy. Of course he is.
Wouldn't that
I was
be
just
wonderful?
Making sure everybody knew that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's just an idea. You know, your friend writes a book, and I want your friend to one day be like, oh my gosh, my friend wrote a book.
My friend, yeah. Okay. Well, I should get to work on that. But again, his name is Casey Tigret. His book is called Becoming Curious. And I looked. It is, well, you know, let's see if we can get a date here. What do you say? Becoming, is that... Yeah, okay, cute. It auto-corrected, so it's fine.
Did it put a Curious George? What are we doing here?
Don't say that. Don't say that about me.
It's not anything about him or you. It's about auto-correct and
you're
stuff.
You're right.
It's
okay.
It.
Yeah, but it comes out May 14th.
Great.
And he's been featured on a summer reading list, Nikki.
Then you're all ready to go.
So maybe we can get our podcast on a summer listening list. Does anybody make lists? I know a couple people.
We just want to get on a list.
Somebody put us on a list.
You have to be number one, but I just want to be somewhere featured on
just
it.
Like, what if, okay, how about an honorable mention?
No, I feel like then that's, like, get the list or not.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
So, Eric just got a kayak. What was that?
What do you mean? No, I was smiling at you. I promised.
You had like a, there was, I just want you to know, it flashed across your face.
Do you really want to know what it was?
Yeah.
My board is so lit up wrong because of the sunshine coming in. I'm making sure I'm turning off all my buttons and on. So,
what?
And then I was looking at you and smiling
what?
And maybe I made a weird face at you.
Nikki just said that she's so lit right now.
That's
she can't
not what
tell
I said. My
if
board
the lights
is lit.
Are on or off.
There's this weird time where the sunshine comes in the window, but my board lights need to be red or off, but the sun coming in hits the red and it all turns them on and I can't tell what's really on or off. So
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So Eric got a kayak.
Yes, he did.
And
he's been wanting one for
forever.
Almost his whole life.
I can just tell you that when Nikki told me that Eric got a kayak, it came as no surprise. And I was excited for him.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, great. And I have two thoughts about that. One, I wish I was an outside guy. like that I wanted to.
Oh, to go like, do something like that?
I don't want a kayak. I'm good. Like, I don't, in fact, I don't even know what I want, really. But I almost, this is going to sound really ridiculous, but there was a guy in my neighborhood that was selling, I guess you would call it like a Vespa, like the
scooter,
a scooter thing.
Yeah.
I got to tell you what.
You were tempted?
I don't want a motorcycle, but that, I was like, yeah, I want that.
The only thing you always have to make sure is,
I've always wanted one of those.
Can it go fast enough for you to actually be able to go anywhere?
I could have driven it, quote unquote, in town.
In town,
so, like,
okay.
There's no way I could have, like, driven it here. But I could have driven it, like, to the store.
Well, it's also hard when, well, then that doesn't do you much good to try to get home whatever you bought at the store with your Vespa.
Well, I got a backpack.
You got a backpack and a little basket or something.
And with my backpack, I can put a 2-liter in it.
And
like,
good.
I'd be fine.
No, it's hard because you might be able to get a Vespa, because I always thought it'd be nice if I took one into work.
Yeah.
And technically, the Vespa can get to the speed needed for it to be legal on that part of the road that you're on.
Right.
But the problem is no one goes that legal speed anymore.
Right, so you just get run over.
You're just getting run over by people that are just plowing past you.
Oh, I wouldn't dare drive something like that in the dark. And we come to work in the dark,
so yeah. Kind of limits it, but it'd be awesome to have one.
It was not expensive. He just wanted to get rid of it.
Sure.
And I just kept saying to myself, like, do you, like,
just
really,
do it. Just get a Vespa.
Like, do you really need this? You don't need it. You don't need it. I think he sold it yesterday.
Did
I saw
he?
Somebody, right, like, test driving it around the neighborhood,
yeah.
And I just thought, man.
I think with a Vespa, you don't need a motorcycle license.
You do not.
Yeah, so that's why they're attractive.
He said you don't. I don't know if they, who, what does he know?
I don't think you do. It just depends on what style it is.
The other thing is, I will tell you, as I was looking at it, I just had this image. I have had, you guys may not know this, but I've had reconstructive surgery on each of my arms from breaking my arm at different times. And I just had this image of me in a hospital bed when I looked at that thing. And I thought, you know what? I'm good.
Well, Eric will confirm that. So
I'm good. Because I thought in terms of just like, you know what, dude? Like, you're going to get on this Vespa and think, and like shorts and a t-shirt and think it's
no
big deal.
I know. Because
it's just a Vespa. What could possibly happen? But you're actually going 30 miles an hour, which is way faster than you think
it
is. And you're going to go flying off in a ditch somewhere and go, boy, I'm glad I bought that cheap Vespa.
When Eric bought his motorcycle and I got on it with flip-flops, it was like, well, no, you're not supposed to.
This is not a good idea.
I always thought that was by choice, that people would wear jeans and chaps and leather and stuff, like the boots,
yeah.
When they would ride scooters or motorcycles. And I never realized until he got his that that's totally for safety. Because that's just going to take all your skin off when you... what's the term? Roll it or let it fall down or something?
Right.
It's going to take it all off.
Dude, my dad got in a motorcycle accident. I don't know how long ago it was, but oh man, if he hadn't had his leather jacket on, because like he showed me the jacket afterwards, because he went
torn up.
Flying off the bike and just skidded for however long across pavement. And I mean, it devastated his jacket. But not his skin.
And I know on a scooter that can still happen.
Yeah,
so.
It totally still happens. So,
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh no, I missed it. Do it again.
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
But like you guys knew coming in, when you turned the Riot on, you were like, he's a terrible person.